Hello again, it's me, Ellie. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast where I give you all the sisterly advice that you'll ever need. What's going on? How are we all doing? Let's talk about some updates in my life. I had quite a week to update you guys on. First of all, I would like to set the scene right now. I'm sitting at my dining room table filming this podcast with a bag of opened Trader Joe's peas on my ankle right now. First of all, when I was getting these peas out of my refrigerator, they were opened and they spilled everywhere. And I just thought to myself, I live alone. Like, why would I personally have open peas in my, what's it called? In my freezer. I simply do not understand. But long story short, yesterday I was invited to go to play with the Chargers football team. If anyone knows what that is, I'm sure your dad or would. But I was invited to go play at this, at SoFi Stadium, which is this big stadium in LA for this football charity organization. We were all playing flag football with a bunch of like NFL players, MLB baseball players, TikTokers, YouTubers, things like that. Clearly, I was not fitting in amongst the like 6'5 people playing, and I was walking in. I'm 5'5 and just did not stand a chance. Anyway, I thought that everyone would not take it so seriously, but it turned out that everyone took it way too over the top. First off, like in the first 10 minutes of playing, this girl tripped me and stepped on my foot, and instantly I was like, that is gonna leave a mark. From playing basketball all throughout my life, I know what a twisted ankle or sprained ankle feels like, and this is what it is. I woke up this morning and my ankle was like completely black and blue, and now I have peas on it, and I have a date tonight with someone that I feel like I need to wear heels for, and I'm like, how am I gonna wear heels with my sprained ankle from playing flag football for the Chargers team? Like, I don't know what is my life. Another what is my life moment happened earlier this week. I was invited. So currently I'm filming this a little, actually much earlier. So currently I'm filming this around the holiday season. So it's currently Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah for everybody. It's currently the third night, but I was invited about a week ago to go to the White House to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah in Washington, D.C., which is so freaking cool and like, what a dream moment and what a like dream career moment and everything. So long story short, this whole past week, adding on to my chaotic schedule, I was in France on a brand trip with my dad. And so I landed back from France and I was planning on taking a plane the next day to go to Washington, D.C., jet lag and all, and go to this White House, that I would land in D.C. and go to the White House and then play in this flag football game. Like, again, a what is life moment. But the universe decided to say, no, Ellie, you're not gonna be this busy. And long story short, my mom and I go to the airport when we were supposed to for the flight to DC, and our flight just kept getting pushed back and pushed back and delayed and delayed. And then finally they canceled it, and they were like, there are no flights during this time. And at this point we were going to miss the dinner anyway. And so when I was in the airport, I was really, really sad. And then my mom was like, you know what, Ellie, I can't help but think about the fact that everything happens for a reason. We just weren't meant to get on a flight tonight, and we just need to trust the universe on this. So that was a good reminder. But again, with the setting the scene, I feel like I was beat up this week, honestly. And I haven't had a swollen ankle since I was probably in like sixth grade. Today, we are diving into the topic of judgment. I feel like judgment is something that we all subconsciously do every day, ever since we were a little kid, now to being adults and growing up. Thinking about judgment, I feel like there are a few different types of judgment, and I wanted to talk about them with you guys. So thinking about judgment and thinking about recording this episode, I had to think about what kind of judgments there are in life, or how certain people judge certain people. And I came up with a few different ways that judgment is incorporated in, I feel like, all of our lives. I feel like when we compare ourselves to someone that seems kind of like our same level, we decide to judge them to make them seem lesser than us, if that makes sense. For example, if I'm like at a work event and I'm with people that are all in the same space and like do the same things as me and same career, things like that, I try to kind of find ways or find flaws in them that make me feel better about myself if I'm like in a situation that I feel insecure in. I feel like it's so easy to judge people. It's so easy to see someone that you compare yourself to and want to bring them down or nitpick something that makes you feel better than them, if that makes sense. I feel like I do it all the time, especially maybe on, like, I feel like I do surface level judgment in the sense, and I feel like we can all relate to this in some way, whether we want to admit it or not. But for example, if you're on social media and you're scrolling on TikTok and you see someone that might have like the same hair color as you, same like certain features as you, you'll instantly compare yourself to them and then instantly want to judge something that maybe they don't have that you have. For example, I'm a brunette 5'5" girl, there's a lot of girls that are just like that in the world. I'm not oblivious to that. But if I see someone that maybe resembles me on TikTok, I'll be like, oh, but she doesn't have as cool as outfits as me. This is an example that like I have seen from other people do. Ugh, that just makes me sound so bad, but... And I feel like I don't do this all the time. I really understand and know that judgment stems from insecurity. So, for example, like my career is going good and I'm feeling good about my looks for the week, which it really depends honestly on the hour or on the day with those types of things. But if, for example, I'm feeling good about my looks for a day, I'll go on TikTok and if I see someone that looks like myself, I'm not gonna judge them because I feel good about myself on the inside. Versus I saw in myself that when I felt insecure, I would instantly compare myself to somebody else. And that's what really made me want to dive deep into the concept of judgment and talk about all the different types of judgment. And maybe by the end of the episode, encourage myself as well as hopefully you guys too. So that was kind of the first example of judgment that I really understood. And then I was talking to we all know and love her, my mom, about judgment as well. And talking to her, and like, she really brought up this great concept of judgment as well, which I decided to name reverse judgment. I feel like reverse judgment is when you think that somebody is judging you and ultimately you're kind of judging yourself. For example, I just went on this brand trip where I was surrounded by a bunch of like 6'2" models that were like all gorgeous. And I got on this trip and I felt like they were all judging me for being like this 5'5" TikToker and just being like, oh, why is she here? Which, it's so interesting because like that's how I felt at the beginning of the trip when we first got there and like had the first dinner. I felt like everyone was looking at me because I was like the short one and like not the skinniest out of the group or like not the named model, if that's the right terminology. And it's so interesting because by the end of the trip, I got to know all of these incredible women and like they all came from different backgrounds. You could tell that like none of them thought that like they were better than anyone. And at the end of the day, we all respected each other for what made us all different. And it kind of like stopped me judging them as well as me thinking that they were judging me too. Which is so interesting because it goes back to something that like my mom has always said to me growing up, which is, you know how you're thinking about yourself all the time and you're judging yourself all the time and you think that people are judging you too and looking at you and looking at your insecurities? Well, they're not. They're judging themselves just as much as you are judging yourself. And trust me, they are not spending nearly as much time thinking about you than they are thinking about themselves as well. Which is so interesting because like, I grew up with that mindset that like, if people aren't thinking about me, then I don't necessarily need to waste my time thinking about them. And so I feel like I kind of growing up was very open to a lot of people and like really, and I really tried my best growing up to be not judgmental. And I feel like growing up and having this mindset, I felt like everything was getting better, the world was healing. And then I got on the internet. And I feel like I was really oblivious to judgment until I got on the internet and it was like a flood of judgment. I felt like without people even knowing who I was, people had decided who they wanted me to be. And I would get comments. I get comments all day of people like thinking that they know me and thinking that like they know what's going on in my life. But at the end of the day, social media is so fake. And so it's like people put this perception of what they want themselves to be on social media so they get the least amount of judgment as possible. And I feel like as soon as anyone opens up on the internet about anything, we're all so quick to judge without even looking and like reflecting on ourselves and maybe like we've gone through the same things. Which it's such a cycle because I feel like again, judgment is so, it's again stems from so much insecurity, but then it's also like reflection where if we sat down and reflected, like once we judge someone, if we actually sat down and put ourselves in their position, we would most likely be doing the same things as them. For example, if you look up to like an influencer and they're putting on this perception of how their like incredible life looks and how they want it to be, and you're sitting there judging them being like, oh, well, they're only putting the best of the best on the internet. Well, it's kind of like if you sit down and maybe judge yourself and away, you would probably do the same. So with getting so much judgment on the internet, I feel like it was very shocking to me at first. Then ultimately I got used to it. What made me want to talk about judgment again is when I recently made this friend, turned into enemy really quickly, but at the time she was my friend. I saw her, it was just so interesting. Like I used to watch her and we would hang out and she would sit on TikTok and scroll and just like judge people. And it was so sad and so shocking to me. And I really had to sit down and think about like, first of all, why I was so uncomfortable with this, which it was pretty obvious. She was like scrolling and like picking out things that she clearly wasn't insecure about and picking on things that people might have been insecure about themselves and picking on that. Where it was so interesting to me because she would go on TikTok and she would scroll and see people that maybe intimidated her and she would find a way to make herself feel better than them. Versus when I go on TikTok and I feel insecure and I go and scroll and see someone that like might be better than me, I judge myself and I get down on myself. At the end of the day, it's all judgment and it's all unhealthy and it all stems from insecurity. Another example of this is TikTok, where like this girl at the time, like she would scroll on TikTok and like find things and like judge people, where I felt like that's not how I personally would judge people because, for example, TikTok is my career and social media is my career. And so for me, like I understand the struggles of social media and putting yourself out there. And so I feel like I wouldn't judge people necessarily on that because it's something that I'm not insecure about. Where this girl, she would judge people online versus I wouldn't do that because I know how much courage it takes to put yourself online. And I know like the legitimacy of the job and like putting yourself on TikTok and things like that. Versus, for example, this girl who's a full-time college student, maybe if someone got a better grade than her, she would feel insecure about that versus that's not something that I would feel insecure about because it's not something that I necessarily take the most pride in, if that makes sense. At the end of the day, I feel like there are a few different types of judgment that I've talked about on this episode so far. And then the last type of judgment that I really want to talk about is deep judgment. To me, that means like I can judge people that I don't know. And I feel like that judgment is very surface level where it can be like looks based, career based, things like that. But then on the flip side, I feel like there's also judgment in people that like you've known for a very long time. For example, judging actions, judging behavior, judging deeper things that maybe you and your friends go through, like you and like your long-term friends go through. So I had a friend and we ultimately at first really got along because we just had this special bond. You know those people that like are your friends and like you don't necessarily have that much in common with them, but you just get along really well on certain maybe surface level topics. And we were very different in the sense that like I feel like when we first became friends, we had much more similarities in the sense that, like, we were both at the time in high school, we were both living with our families, we were both interested in the same things. And then we started to kind of outgrow each other in the sense that, like, I at this point had moved out, I was paying my own bills, I have my career and things like that. She was still doing school, living with her family. And I felt like something switched in our friendship where it was just like deeper things that, like, we had been friends for so long, but I felt her judging me on so many different things. For example, if I would get back together with my ex, she would judge me. And I feel like it's such like an easy thing to judge people. But then I saw this TikTok. I feel like I get all my advice from either my mom or TikTok. But basically the TikTok was like, if your friend is getting back together with their ex, you shouldn't try to like steer them away from it. I mean, at a certain point, it's like if it's like 5 times in a row or like the circumstances are a little different, yeah, maybe steer them away. But if it's like they were dating and then they broke up and they got back together, don't judge them because maybe you had gone through the same thing where it's like this girl, like she had been with a guy and she had broken up with them. They got back together, they broke up, and like that was it. I had never experienced that before in my first relationship. So when my boyfriend and I at the time broke up, got back together, and then broke up again, there was so much judgment because she had already lived through that life. But back to the TikTok was basically saying like we all go through things at different times in our lives. And so we all need to like really leave the judgment behind and understand we all need to go through these different things to develop as people. We all need to get back together with our ex and break up with them again. We all need to go on a date with some person that might not even be our type, but like we're just testing the waters. We all need to like freaking make mistakes. We all need to make mistakes. And to be in like a deep rooted friendship and to feel judgment from someone that like you think is your friend really sucks and it hurts and it kind of makes you question like, why are you even my friend if you're not going to be there for me when I'm making these mistakes in my life? Like, you went through them. We all have to go through them. You know, this episode was hard for me to get through in the beginning because I feel like I was talking about something that is unhealthy for all of us. And I like to honestly stay positive. I would say that I'm an optimistic person. And so I really am excited to get to the lesson of this episode and kind of like the overall sense of leaving it on a high note and leaving all of us feeling a little bit lighter from maybe this unhealthy or sad or heavy topic. The lesson of this story is that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. You're not perfect. The person you're judging on TikTok isn't perfect. Your friend that you've been friends with for 10 years isn't perfect. Your parents aren't perfect. Your teachers aren't. Nobody in your life is perfect. We all make mistakes and we all try to appear on the outside that we aren't making mistakes. So we need to remember this when we compare ourselves because at the end of the day, we are all trying our best. Don't take it so seriously. Don't take life so seriously. We all make mistakes. We all do it. Don't let other people's judgment bother you and don't let your judgment stop you from living your best life. And I feel like at the end of the day, if you look back, I mean, I'm recording this around New Year's time and in the beginning of the year and looking back on last year and seeing like how much time I must have wasted judging people or judging myself or worrying about what people thought of myself or worrying about what people thought of me. I feel like I wasted so much valuable time that I could have been putting into making myself better and making myself feel less insecure, not judging people as much. I would have ultimately not been feeding into this negative topic of judgment. All right, guys, I'm sure you kind of heard it in my voice that I got a little heated. I feel like this topic was similar to maybe like my drama topic where I'm recognizing it's like with the self-development topic, you have to kind of look back at things that are negative in your life and unhealthy in your life and kind of work through them and dedicate yourself to maybe feeling better about them. And judgment is something that I realized was creeping back into my life and I wanted to unpack with all of you guys and hopefully help you guys live a better life and have a better year, a less judgeful year, because we're all trying our best. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister. I'm Ellie Zeiler. You can find me at Ellie Zeiler on all platforms. Make sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. I really hope you guys are liking these. If you have any stories of judgment or anything to talk about with me, my DMs on Instagram are always open. I love talking to you guys about this podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. So yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. Okay, bye.